This is episode 2080 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you as you get ready to settle yourself down and meditate. I start off with sharing some meditation inspiration to help you focus your mind as you get ready to meditate. I follow the inspiration with a meditation technique that you can take into your meditation or into your day if you're simply wanting to know a technique to help you manage your stress throughout the day. And then you take it from there. I encourage you to sit in stillness to the point where you could go a little bit further in your meditation. End it at that point. You always want to end your meditation on a high note to keep you coming back for more. And one thing with meditation that I want to share with you that's so important, and I've mentioned this before, it's worth repeating. Think of your meditation ritual the same way you regard your yoga ritual if you do yoga. Or really any kind of ritual where it takes some time to ease yourself into it. So you would never sit down and stretch into a yoga posture you weren't really ready for. You could injure yourself and then you wouldn't want to go back and do it again. So when you sit down to meditate, you want to make sure that you're enjoying the process. If you sit in stillness with your eyes closed and notice your breath for 2 minutes, if you're new to meditation, that's perfect. Slowly, you'll begin to build the amount of time you meditate. So always honor where you are. So the podcast is able to help you and meet you where you are along your meditation journey. If you are to the point where you're ready to sit down and be guided for a longer period of time, I have an app. It's called the Sip and Om Meditation App. It's S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M. And there, I offer a 30-minute guided meditation. I actually just recorded it. I usually record those right before I record this podcast episode. You get a journal and a guide and a few other perks on the meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free just to see if you're ready for that kind of level of meditation. So now we are in day 6 of our series all about the power of peace. And I want to check in with you and see how you're doing with your challenge. Are you finding that you're able to easily share your peace with others? Or maybe you have found that it's a little bit uncomfortable. When you cultivate true inner peace, sometimes simply being present with someone, especially if they're in pain or they're afraid, this can be one of the best ways to support people with peace. A friend of mine recently lost her mother-in-law, and so I heard about that through mutual friends, and I'm going to give her a call, and I'll send her a card to let her know I'm thinking about her. This is a simple way to share your peace with others. Sometimes we get so busy, we think about doing something, but then we don't actually get around to doing it. And then we suddenly realize that so much time has passed that we let these beautiful opportunities to support others slip through our fingers. So that's why this week's challenge has been for you to intentionally share your peace. So, in the next to the last episode of every series, we have one more day after today, I always layer the meditation techniques that you've explored all week long into one meditation. So that's what you're going to be guided through today. And I want to leave a little insight to help you focus your mind. I've received messages from several of you letting me know that you are worried about the school year. Some of you are teachers, some of you are parents, and you've reached out to me wondering if I can share some insight or some meditation technique to help you manage your fear. You're worried about being exposed to the COVID-19 coronavirus, and also children being exposed and bringing it home, and just what that's going to be like, social distancing at school, and how that's going to impact everyone. So I want to share with you something that I've shared with you before the very beginning of this coronavirus, and that is that the best thing you can do is to show up every day being fully present and engaged in your life, doing the best you can. Sometimes we do things scared. We do that a lot these days, and that is okay. You can do things scared. The calmer you are as you enter these challenging situations, the more that calmness is going to resonate with your students and parents. And parents, this is going to help your children to feel calmer also. I have a son who's taking off to college tomorrow. We're getting ready to have a farewell social distanced dinner with him because he interacts with a lot of people who are not so careful or cautious. I live in Florida and our numbers are really high here, and a lot of people don't wear masks or believe that the coronavirus is really that serious. So we're all dealing with these challenges revolving around the coronavirus pandemic, and it's a time to be gentle with ourselves and with others, regardless of whether or not they believe what we believe is the best way to be careful during these times. Taking care of yourself and also showing up, doing your best, being as safe as you can in whatever situation you find yourself in. That's the best we can do because life goes on. There have been pandemics and plagues and wars and a lot of calamities in the past, and life has always gone on. So go through your day with as much peace as you can and share that peace. That's a key piece to making the most of this time. Now settle yourself down and we'll do some peace meditation techniques. As you sit up straight and as you close your mind, notice where you hold tension in your body. Notice your breath. And notice where you hold peace in your body. Find that place of peace. If you don't feel it, put yourself in a state of peace. Visualize yourself somewhere or with someone where you feel calm and safe. Now you can do this week's mudra with your hands if you'd like, where you intertwine your fingers together, holding them at your chest or in your lap. And then extend your index fingers upward, pressing them together, and then cross your left thumb over your right thumb, doing the Kesapana mudra. This mudra helps you let go of tension, fear, anxiety, and it allows you to bring in peace, joy, confidence. Notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose, and visualize who you're sending peace to at this moment. Bring someone to mind. Maybe it's a situation or a part of the world or some circumstance you'd like to send more peace to. Bring it to mind. And mentally affirm, I send love and well-being to those around me. I send love and well-being to those around me. Visualize yourself calm and at peace. Notice your breath. On your next inhale, draw your breath inward and upward and visualize the person you're sending peace to. As you exhale, infuse them with your peace. On your next inhale, bring to mind yourself. Here you are now. Infuse yourself with peace as you inhale and as you exhale. Feel that peace within you. Now sit in stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing that you are so worth slowing down for.